Being involved in a machlekes, a dispute. How severe is a machlekes, a dispute, discord, strife, fighting, arguing, viewed in the Torah? Does it apply to disputes relating to religious matters? And must one try to end the dispute even if he is in the right? So we have a verse in this week's parsha, Parshas Korach, in which it states there, chapter 17, verse 5, V'le'yeh k'Korach v'ch'adasei, do not be like Korach and like his people. What does this mean? So while the Mefarshim al HaTorah give various explanations, we have an explicit Gemara in Sanhedrin, page 110a, says Reish Lakish, from here we learn she'ein machzikin b'machlekes. As Rav says, whoever is machzik in machlekes, whoever starts or continues a machlekes, transgresses a negative command. As the verse says, v'la'yeh k'korach v'cha'adasei. Very interestingly, this ruling in the Gemara is not recorded, not in the Rambam, not in the Torah, not in the Shulchan Aruch, not in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, not in his and the Magen Avraham's long list of Isurim that are not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Although it is brought by the Mishnah Berurah in chapter 156, Halacha 4, based on this Gemara, that it is forbidden to hold on to a machlekes. So why the above Paiskim omitted this, we don't know. But we knew what we do know is that there is a major discussion, debate, in Rishayim regarding the essence of this teaching in the Gemara. We have some Rishayim who learn that it is literal, and that one who continues a machlekes transgresses a biblical prohibition. And they actually count this Isser as one of the lavim in the Torah. So learns the Smag in Mitzvah 157, Lysasei. So explains the Marganisa Tava, Pirush on Sefer HaMitzvahs. So, as we said, records the Mishnah Berurah. And so is mentioned in Likutei Sichas, Volume 18, page 202. Other Paiskim, other Rishayim, however, rule that in truth it is only a rabbinical prohibition, and the verse stated in the Gemara is what's called an asmachta, a rabbinical support in Scripture. So rules the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah Sheirish 8. And in this itself we have a dispute, what in truth is then the verse coming to teach us? So the Ramban learns that it's a negative command against making machlekes against the kahuna, but not any machlekes. While the Rambam learns it's not a negative command at all, it's a statement that's discussing the punishment, the Korach got, that other people will not receive that punishment of being swallowed in the ground. All in all, everyone agrees at least that it is a rabbinical prohibition, and according to some poskim, it is a biblical prohibition. We have an interesting letter of the Rebbe in Igros Kodesh, volume 14, page 391, in which he writes that one is to distance himself from machlekes, as it's a biblical prohibition according to all opinions. Now, even though in truth this matter is debated in the Rishayim, one can say that the debate is only regarding if the actual concept of machlekes is a biblical prohibition. However, certainly machlekes leads to many other biblical prohibitions, as writes Rav Chaim Goyen in his She'ilaseis, that it leads to hating a fellow Jew in his heart, which is a biblical prohibition. Can lead to taking revenge, lashon hara, anger, physical fighting, which are all biblical prohibitions. And the above discussion was only if the initial state of machlekes essentially alone carries a biblical prohibition or not. We're now going to discuss a few points regarding this isser. What if you're on the correct side? I know everyone says that in a machlekes. Everyone feels they're on the correct side. Let's say it's for real. One side is completely right, the other side is completely wrong. Does the side who is completely correct have to try to make peace and show humility and compromise with the side that's completely wrong? So you may say, no, you don't have to. But from the above pasuk, it's learned that the isser of continuing a machlekes, whether you learn it's biblical or rabbinical, applies even in a case where one side is completely correct. If he still continues the machlekes, he transgresses. How is this learned? This is learned from Moshe. Moshe for sure was correct in his machlekes with Korach. They are the ones that started the dispute. But nonetheless, from this it's learned that from the fact Moshe went out of his way to try to appease Dasan and Aviram, the troublemakers, we learn that even if one side is completely correct, he also has an obligation to try to make peace and try to compromise. Another point. What about machlekes l'shem shemaim due to religious matters? Can you make a machlekes in order to stand up to one in your opinion is the correct halachic approach or philosophy entire, etc. So we have numerous sources that state that it's forbidden to cause a machlekes even l'shem shemayim. So writes the Chassam Sefer in Parshas Korach, Narei de Behuda in Atshuva, in Yeredeya. So is understood from a letter of the Alter Rebbe, in his letters number 32. And the reason is because today there is no real true machlekes l'shem shemayim. We find this actually brought in halacha. It's recorded in halacha chapter 468, the Alter Rebbe, halachas 11 through 13, based on the Gemara in Psachim. The person should even nullify a minhag or chumra for the sake of avoiding machlekes. And the Rebbe addressed this concept in various letters. One fascinating statement brought in the letter of the Alter Rebbe we mentioned earlier is he writes like this: majority of suffering and tragedies experienced by the Jewish people come as a result of machlekes l'shem shamayim. Says the Alter Rebbe, the machlekes that is due to religious fervor is the greatest cause of tragedy amongst the Jewish people. Now, this doesn't mean that you always have to agree with everybody's opinion. There's, of course, a difference in chalukei deis, a difference of opinion, and machlekes. Machlekes means it already became personal. It's not just an intellectual argument. I hold it's mutter to open cans on Shabbos, you hold it's asur to open cans on Shabbos. That's not a machlekes. It's a difference of opinion. A machlekes is, I hold it's mutter, you hold it's asur, but because you hold it's asur, you're a bad person. I am not going to talk to you. I dislike you. I'm not going to invite you to my kid's wedding. That is the difference between machlekes and chalukei deis. We find in Chazal and Sifrei Musar a number of statements regarding the severity of machlekes, such as that one should run away from it, like running away from fire. Who continues a conflict is to be placed in excommunication. The Zohar says that when there's machlekes in a home, that home is hosting the Satan, that is their guest, the Satan, in all of his glory. And writes the Derech Eretz Zuta that such a home will eventually become destroyed if the machlekes doesn't end. The Rambam, in a letter to his son, writes, many good people, many good endeavors, and many communities have been destroyed due to machlekes, and therefore you should run away from it like fire. The Rebbe, in a number of letters, gave us the following piece of advice for how to end a continuing bitter dispute. And the Rebbe writes as follows: whenever there are two parties in argument over a matter in this physical world, it is nearly impossible for one party to be completely correct and the other party to be completely at fault. Every party has at least some wrongdoing that needs amending. So each party should do a cheshbon nefesh, think about what he did wrong in the fight, and own up to it and apologize for it, and that will cause a reflection of the heart in the other person to also own up to their faults. If each one focuses on what they did wrong instead of focusing on what the other did wrong, they express that to each other, it is an easy way for a dispute to quickly come to peaceful making.